Now, here's an example of a business with social goals. You may have heard of the One Laptop Per Child Project, a nonprofit that developed a cheap laptop, under $200, for kids in the third world. Well, now one of the top executives at One Laptop Per Child has left to form a for-profit company that will market some of the technology she developed. Her name is Mary Lou Jepson.
My company is called Pixel Chi, and we're going to both market the technologies that I invented for One Laptop Per Child and extend them.
Jepson says there are limits to what a nonprofit business can do. Now that the technology exists, she may be able to reach more needy people than One Laptop Per Child can, because hers will be a commercial business.
There are literally billions of people, the mass market, that could use these devices to improve their lives, join the information age, get access to information that could transform their lives. If we can get these out to more than just children, if we can get it out to more of a cross-section of people, then we can drive the cost down.
It comes down to manufacturing, Jepson says, and economies of scale. If she can contract for 5 million units a month, for example, rather than 500,000, the cost of each laptop drops dramatically. Jepson believes that in 2 years, she can get the price of her laptop down to $75. So does that mean she'll now compete with the One Laptop Per Child project?
No. I'm committed to collaborating with One Laptop Per Child, and I'm giving them whatever I develop at cost, again, for volume reasons and because it's the right thing to do. Muhammad Yunus is onto something with social businesses because everyone involved works a lot harder. You'll stay up all night because the kids need their laptops. It's finally using your skills for something that could really matter. It could really change the world in a positive way.
Mary Lou Jepson's new company is called Pixel Chi.